Three.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. So glad to be presenting live music to the tri-state area. Today, special guest, Lori Diamond. How you doing, Lori?
I'm great, Roger. Thank you.
The Lori Diamond Band featuring
Fred Abatelli.
Fred Abatelli. Yes, now I'm impressed. You guys, for some reason I thought you were from Jersey.
No, from the Boston area.
That's right.
Don't hold that against us.
No. I played 4 or 5 years up there. Mm-hmm. You're from New Hampshire?
Yeah. Originally from New York, though.
That's right. We both grew up on Long Island.
We did.
Always love New Hampshire. Live free or die.
Yeah. Kind of a joke, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. And Lori, you live in?
I live in the Worcester area in Mass.
Yeah. Remember, I got out of college. I got a job at IDC in Worcester. I used to call up people and ask them what mainframe computers they had at their office. Anyway, today we're kind of promoting the release of Mystery by Lori Diamond.
And Fred Abatelli.
So just let me know when I can. All right.
Ta-da.
Yeah, your picture reminds me of June Carter when she had a picture taken with Johnny Cash.
Oh, wow, that's a great compliment.
Just that picture.
Sure.
Anyway, we hooked up through Dr. Gene.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
An agent, music business guru, who's been sending me some very high quality acts. I'm very pleased that we got together. So, you've been having some success with this CD.
We have, yes. Well, we had a wonderful CD release party show with it. Just was pretty much standing room only.
And where was that?
That was at a wonderful venue called Amazing Things in Framingham, Mass. And we've just been gigging incessantly since then, and we do a lot of studio work as well. We've gotten a great deal of work on the side from this.
Now you say studio work. You cut demos for other people?
And we work on their CDs.
Actually, full-length CDs.
We arrange and write parts and perform for other folks.
I'm flabbergasted because I thought the only music business left in America was in Nashville.
Not true.
So there's a thriving community up in the Boston area?
Well, you betcha. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially for the independent writers and singer-songwriters.
Yes.
I just read that Rounder Records just got sucked up by Concord.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, these things do happen, you
yes.
know.
Right. Well, that's nice. Well, you know, listening to the sound check, you guys sounded fantastic. So, why don't we just get rolling, okay? I'm going to park my butt off the stage. Let it rip.
Thanks, sir. This first song we are going to open with is the title track of our CD. It's called Mystery. And mystery is basically an invitation to fall in love. Fate, it is a good thing.
eyes when I wrap myself around you. You're gonna feel it, feel it in your soul, in your soul.
Song we'd like to do for you is called Cherry Hill. Mm-hmm. This song is called Cherry Hill, and it's not about Cherry Hill, New Jersey, but I'm sure if I went there, I would write a song about Cherry Hill, New Jersey. But this song is actually about escaping the pressures of everyday life.
Always will.
I bet Cherry Hill, New Jersey would be a great place to go and get away from it all, but I haven't been there, so I really can't say. So anyway, this next song is also on the Mystery CD, and Fred and I wrote this one together, and it's called The Way You Look at Me, and it's just about really being able to feel the love that's projected to you when you receive a loving glance. Often. So this next song is also off the Mystery album, and it is called Patient. And the message in this song, even though it might sound a little sad, it actually is supposed to be very hopeful that love is eternal.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Now I have to hit my mark. I love it. Turn the body to the camera, turn the head toward the guest. Passim, is that still in Boston?
You bet it is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
You guys must play there.
We're going to actually be playing a benefit there in August called Strike a Chord Charities. It's to benefit the Home for Little Wanderers. There are going to be about 18 other musicians there, so it's going to be a fabulous night.
Absolutely.
Can you lift up that shoe?
Oh, yes.
I like that shoe.
Thank you.
That's a nice shoe. And I respect the fact that you've got... You can put it down there. I respect the fact that you've got one foot all the way up like that, and the other one barefoot. Can we catch her barefoot down there?
Well,
I think that's great.
Thank you.
And here's another weird observation. Of course, somewhere after the second year of the show, I decided, why on earth should I sit on stage while the guests are playing? So I look like a dope, don't know what to do. So now I sit back there, try not to make much noise. But I noticed an interesting thing. When you sang harmony, you looked right into her eyes.
Absolutely.
I couldn't tell from my vantage point if you were doing the same.
Yeah, we definitely connect when we sing harmony.
We have to, that's our only way of knowing when the phrasing. It's basically all about phrasing.
Yes, so we try to lock up.
Right. Wow, you lock up right on target.
Thank you.
It's really pretty. And while I was thinking of that, I was wondering, do you guys do cover gigs at all?
You bet, yeah.
I'm interested in knowing what songs you love to sing on the cover gigs.
We have quite an eclectic mix of covers. Well, we'll do everything from Landslide, Fleetwood Mac, and Bonnie Raitt, and we'll do standards. We'll do Ella Fitzgerald.
Name some songs. That's what I want.
The Nearness of You, okay. God Bless the Child, and then
Sade. We do some Sade as well.
Smooth Operator, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Fred will do some Eric Clapton and mm-hmm. Robert Cray. He'll do Old Love and Fields of Gold. And
try to mix it up a bit.
We mix it up. Generally, we have kind of a chill vibe going on, but we can rock it out if the venue calls for it.
You know, I never realized how popular Old Love was.
Yeah, and he's smoking on it out of control.
It's amazing.
Crazy.
Now, so you do. So you guys are full-time musicians?
We have full-time music schedules, but we have.
Absolutely.
Fred has a day job, and I have three small children.
I'm sorry. You know what? It's like, don't look at the man behind the curtain. The answer should have been yes. That's it.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we do. Actually, you know, we could absolutely be, because we are that busy.
We are full-time musicians, no question about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you guys sound terrific.
Thank you.
Can't wait till we do part two of this show. I noticed your shoes. Your shoes. Black military shoes.
Well, I suppose I never really quite thought of it that way.
Actually, what I want to ask you quickly, how do you decide which song you play the bass on, which one guitar?
Whatever feels right.
There you go. That answer, you could say that to anything.
Right.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure.
All right. We're out.
Was it good?